Hello, Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network listeners. I am Jeff Hawkins, co-host of Shake Them Ropes, with a very special announcement. If it's been a while or you've never listened to us before, the original gang is back, myself and Rob McCarron, back talking wrestling. We have no idea where this show's going to go, where we're going to keep any of the old bits or any of the old things in there. It's going to be a process. It's going to be a journey, and we'd like for you to come along with us. Only on Shake Them Ropes on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
Hey everybody, my name is Jesse Collings and I am the host of the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, a show right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. On the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, we take a deep look at individual issues and stories that are going on in the wrestling world. Each episode is about a different topic and we take a thorough and educated look at things ranging from current booking trends to breakdowns of individual performers and angles to investigations into different fan cultures across the industry. In addition, we keep a close eye on the wrestling media, and as a professional journalist, I bring a unique perspective to how current issues in wrestling are being covered and discussed through the wrestling media. We have a revolving series of guests from across wrestling punditry joining us on each episode, and we hope that you make the choice to give us a listen on wherever you get your podcast from.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
It is December 9th, 2025, and you are listening to the Super J-Cast. But worry not, dear listener, your ears do not deceive you. Joel and Damon are still on vacation on Tony Khan's yacht. So this week, to quote fellow podcaster Stevie Richards, we're taking over. That's right, I am your host, Kaz Wheeler, and this is Didn't Get All of It Japan Invades the Super J-Cast. Your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast that gives you all the news that is news across the land of Japanese pro wrestling is taking over this week to bring you all the biggest happenings and to catch you up on World Tag League. But I do not come here alone. With me is the Muto to my Takata. It's B-Rob.
They really on Tony Khan yet?
Sure.
Okay.
And with him, he is the Jushin Liger to my Naoki Sano. It's Will Housel.
Hi. Hello. I didn't write down anything. I'm sorry.
I thought you had this big thing planned.
Well. About us, I thought let's be professional.
I don't know how to take that. And finally, he is the Izuka to my Takayama. It's Nick Marsico.
Well, and as my favorite YouTuber, Maven, says, I can see the forest for the trees.
Maven here.
Is that a thing he says?
That's his theme song.
Is it? Wait. I don't remember having lyrics. Yeah, that's all I remember.
No, I had the lyrics too.
Huh. I never paid enough attention to Maven to care.
Son of a Why bitch.
Not? He has I'm a better dropkick than Okada.
What? Okay, we're starting off hot.
Okay, wait. Real talk though. I'm sorry, but okay. He talked about how it was like, oh, you got to use your dropkick. His dropkick, it was really high, but it fucking sucked. It never connected. Better never once Bob did Holly's. I see that fucking thing connect.
It connected on the Undertaker in the Royal Rumble. Excuse me.
Yeah, about to say that. Ish. Tell that to the Undertaker.
Yeah, ish. With the popcorn in his boob?
What?
Remember the popcorn got stuck in Undertaker's boob?
No.
What? You don't remember this? He was beating the shit out of Maven, and they were out back, and he had to hit him with a popcorn, and there was popcorn
in
his chest.
But I don't remember.
Yeah, he got the popcorn stuck in his fucking Undertaker cleavage.
I wasn't paying attention to the Undertaker's cleavage.
Yes! It's right there in front! He wears the fucking low-cut girl fucking top. Look up Undertaker cleavage.
I will not.
I am.
Okay. That's just a standard drop kick. I'm looking at a highlight reel right now.
Yeah. How are we doing this week, boys?
I'm alive.
Damn,
that's all
this
I
week
could
sucks.
Ask for. Well, because I'm alive. Fuck you.
Nick, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to get into a little bit of news real quick before we get to Tag League. Speaking of Tag Leagues, All Japan's Real World Tag League reaching its conclusion with the finals of the World Tag Champs Zion Quinn and Odyssey Jones taking on Talos and Rin Ayabe.
Question.
Yes.
Why is there a real in front of this World Tag League?
This is what they call it.
Okay.
Just to
fuck New Japan, apparently.
I mean, yeah. Truth be told, you watched a little snippet of some All Japan before this show started, and I'm not impressed there, buddy.
Yeah, they didn't have any Zeus or bodyguard. Where the fuck?
Yeah, we need them back. Make All Japan great again.
Mm-hmm. We need to do. We talked about it before. We need some All Japan restructuring. Maybe even a buyout.
Yep.
Also, bald-headed freak in Connecticut.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me. Also, All Japan have announced that Yuma Ansai will challenge Kento Miyahara for the Triple Crown title on the New Year's Eve show. That should be fun.
They need to put some brass on that belt. Very tarnished looking.
Yeah, it's very dirty. But yeah, all the New Year's Eve shows are starting to, or New Year's and New Year's Eve shows are starting to come together.
Do you think he should go to Kento should go to NXT and then he can enter the tag tournament and he can watch the triple count with the Dusty Cup?
I knew it.
Wow.
Put that Dusty Cup in the dishwasher. He did it. All right. Anyway, yep. New Year's Evil.
Speaking of New Year's shows, Noah's announced some stuff for their New Year's events. Los Tranquilos de Japón, former New Japan, Bushi will be at the New Year's Day event in the Nippon Budokan, along with another LTJ member that has not been announced, but has a very familiar looking outline.
That's right, Jay Lethal.
No, I thought it was going to be TJP.
Come on now.
TJP.
I read LTJ and thought I saw TJP earlier.
Of course you did.
I got upset. They're facing Kento and a mystery partner, right?
Yeah, they're facing...
Kento and TJP.
No.
Okay.
it's either... like, obviously, the most likely scenario is
Marty's girl.
No!
So Naito's just not wrestling in Japan until Noah gets him some money? That we're doing here?
Potentially. I mean, there is also the potential that it's Ryusei, Yasuda's twin, who's...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. That would make lots of sense, as a matter of fact.
It wouldn't surprise me. Even though the outline does look very Naito, it would not surprise me at all.
It's a swerve. Well, not that one, but...
Well, he could go there, too. They didn't overlap. I was going to say, didn't him and Kenta wrestle NXT, but that's way different timeline.
Mm-hmm. That's way different timeline. Yeah, way different skill level, too.
How dare you?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, Swerve was in a different place then in his career.
Should we top dollar?
Oh, please, no. But it is interesting that Naito said that he wasn't going to wrestle in Japan if it's not New Japan, but this... I don't know. It is odd that they don't announce him if it is Naito.
Yeah, because it's like they don't benefit for keeping him as a surprise, right?
I wouldn't think so, just for ticket sales alone.
I mean, unless they're doing it to drum up ticket sales for the next show. They've already got... This is a big show. And so they're going to have
it's Paul White.
Yes! No, why did I say it that way?
Paul White in a Naito wig.
Oh, no, that'd be amazing.
The Paulden lovers have invaded Noah.
The
Paulden lovers.
Fuck. Oh
God. Speaking of invading Noah.
Go on.
Yes. Yes. It. Say it.
At the end of Kaito Kiyomiya's 10th anniversary show, he was attacked by...
Wait a minute.
Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, the good brothers.
Yes. America!
Oh my god! So we got a Big Show and a fucking goddamn I hate Good Brothers. Boys. Hey man, come on!
I was so unhappy that this happened. What? Noah will forever take two steps forward and one step back. No.
You got that
what?
Wrong. They'll forever take one step forward and two steps back.
You know what? Yeah, honestly.
No, Noah let on two of each. That's how the Ark worked.
Wow.
So this is their two bald people that they let on the Ark.
So much.
They will now be taking on Kiyomiya and Jack Morris at Noah's New Year's event.
I don't like that.
Weird that Jack Morris is back, because I thought he was supposed to be going to NXT.
Well, Noah and NXT, they're pals anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
It's a special event. They're gonna bring him back with them.
Do you think we'll get Hank and Tank versus the Good Brothers at some point?
No.
Probably. It'll be funny. It'll be on the TNA and an AMC premiere.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's how you bring the people.
Honestly, that would not shock me.
For some reason, I don't know why. When I heard Jack Morris was going to be your boy's partner or whatnot, I kind of felt like there was going to be certain shenanigans and he was going to turn and join the Good Brothers.
It's never too late.
That's terrible.
I mean, you got to do everything they can to make Kaito look bad, so
why not?
So what?
That's all they want to do.
It's so a theme.
Are we saying the Good Brothers win?
Yes.
Well, first of all, when they came back and wrestled Bullet Club last year, they had to beat them. So why not? Noah does the same thing. Except at least they bring Jack with them.
LOL, Good Brothers win.
I just feel so bad for Kiyomiya all the time.
Yeah. I don't.
It was his own fault.
Yeah, you shouldn't have kicked Okada that hard.
He should have went to NXT.
Came back wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
You see it.
I see the vision. Wait, is that Seth Rollins group?
Yeah,
is Jack Morris? Wait, is Jack Morris the guy who's been coming out in a mask and black, all black? Is that him?
No.
That would get a pop.
From me.
Who is this Irish twink?
They have enough of those.
Jordan Devlin?
I want to put a Kiyomiya.
Oh, God, they do, don't they? Jesus.
I want to put Kiyomiya in the Culling.
The what?
I don't know what that is.
What the hell is that?
The NXT team with Sean Spears and some other generic guy.
You're an awful person.
Yeah, why
didn't they get beat up by Javon Evans the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah, Javon and Leon Slater. Oh, shit, that's a great team.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, but back to Japan.
I love contract tampering.
Oh, TNA doesn't count. They bought them already, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought this was interesting. At the Asian Academy Creative Awards, the Netflix series Queen of Villains took home some hardware. The director, Kazuya Shiraishi. One for Best Direction in Fiction, and the lead actress, Yurian Retriever, one for Best Actress in a Leading Role for portraying Joshi legend Dump Matsumoto.
Well deserved. That was a good-ass series.
It very much was.
And we covered it on our Patreon.
We did.
Yes. Which you can go to by going to patreon.com. Well, hey, fuck it. This is our show.
We are going to do plugs. Yes, we're fine.
Okay,
we're the Super They. We're the Super They cast.
Oh, if we were naming the shows. God, fuck.
And of all things, that's what got my laugh today. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was what was recorded. Yes.
Fair enough.
But yeah, Queen of Villains was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good show.
And yeah, this like not that I've seen any other things that were up for the award, but I thought it was a tremendous acting role. Mm-hmm.
She knocked a motherfucker through a side of a house into a dump truck.
I mean, it legitimately, like the end of it, you know, it got me a little bit. I shed a tear.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, they even had like some mini tours with like the actual Matsumoto or whatever. She was going around, like, helping promote the movie and stuff, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that show, I highly recommend it.
Yes. Tune into your Netflix and watch Queen of Villains.
Yes. Now that Netflix owns everything.
Yeah, no shit, right? Well, hey, man, I mean, you know, Paramount trying to be that sneaky bitch, but hopefully.
Yeah, one of them's going to own Will soon.
Yeah.
Who's to say they don't already?
True.
Last piece of news before we get into the meat of the show. DDT announced that on the day before Wrestle Kingdom, Konosuke Takeshita will be at the January 3rd Cork and Hall event. This show's going to have a kind of a mystery vortex set up, so they don't have anything. I think they have only one match announced. Everything else is day
grab
of.
Grab bag.
Okay, so okay, hear me out. All right, this is important. You have to hear. You have to listen. Let me finish.
I'm listening.
So, how great would it be? All right, if this is the day before Wrestle Kingdom.
Yep. Right.
So what if Takeshita? No, it doesn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He like twists his ankle and he can't go the next day. He just mm-hmm. can't. He can't. He cannot defend his title on the 4th at the Dome. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Too injured. And so they announce that the belt is being held up.
The belt is in abeyance.
It is. It's in abeyance. Vacated belt in abeyance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a ladder match.
Ooh.
Okay. Tsuji versus X.
Mm-hmm. Robbie X?
No.
Oh, Xbox. Okay.
Xbox.
No, actually.
Well...
And during the match, no, before the match, when the entrances are happening, actually, Tsuji comes out and has mm-hmm. his thing, does his thing, comes out, does his little thing with his music and his Godzilla.
Yeah.
And then Ren Narita's music hits.
Oh, okay. My God.
Uh-huh. And Tsuji is so afraid of fear that he leaves and Ren just climbs the ladder, wins the belt.
All right.
Is he R-Truth?
It's a ladder match.
All right.
Not gonna lie, I was expecting more.
But yeah.
See, that's why I hesitated so much. I had nothing. I was hoping
you
something would come. I was hoping anything would come to me.
You set it up.
I know.
Oh, dear God. Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is we're the Super Vacast, right?
Wow.
Fuck.
Listen, any podcasters out there that want to be a podcaster and want to stay a star, don't have to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the podcast, on recordings, dancing, come to the Super Vacast.
Y'all ain't got love for the Super Vacast, huh?
Dear God, we are never getting invited back.
And just like that, we're back in it, guys.
Yeah, so that's all the news we got for this week. We're going to move on to, we have a couple questions from the audience before we get to World Tag.
Question, what actually is our podcast name?
Didn't get all of it Japan?
Okay, just making sure, because I know someone's going to listen to this and actually search up the Super
Thing. Super
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't get all of it Japan. Yes. First question from Austin.
What?
Austin! It was him all along.
I knew you couldn't resist it. Jesus. Okay. With Takeshita and Tsuji, potentially main eventing the Dome, which I think we know they're probably not now, but say they were. And entrances always being excellent there. If you could pick a song for each one of them to use, what are you picking?
So Takeshita's got to use his AEW theme.
Uh huh.
Oh, and Tsuji can use Ren Narita's theme.
Yoda Tsuji can come out to the. The Donkey Kong rap. Takeshita come out to We Are Charlie Kirk.
No.
That's the new theme song of the entire Dome show.
No.
We're going to unite hands.
No. Only way that would work if we get a 21 gun salute.
Please save us.
You know, since Takeshita got that crazy ass like WCW Nitro type music, I kind of want to keep somewhat of that same energy, and I'm going to go with My Chemical Romance's Thank You for the Venom.
Huh. That is an interesting choice, actually.
Wait, didn't My Chemical Romance do the...
You're not white, are you?
Only on the inside.
Yeah, my bones.
Oh, no.
My bones are white. Yeah, Tsuji, he can come out to Annie Up. There you go.
I don't hate that.
So that's my two picks.
That's nice. I had, because I take this seriously.
What are you implying?
I have Takeshita with Queens, I Want It All.
Okay.
Which I think, and then for Tsuji, I think I'm going to go, there's a Metallica song called Fixer.
That's a good song.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm going with that for Tsuji.
So you should come out to Rock the Dragon.
Actually.
Also, you said, you took it seriously, right? Go ahead.
Well, I have a new answer.
Yeah.
Takeshita comes out to Dragon Soul, and Tsuji comes out to Rock the Dragon.
Oh, the good Dragon Ball themes?
Yes. Which you'll hear about more Dragon Ball later in the plugs.
Wait, guys, so you said we weren't taking it seriously, right? So I'll take it seriously now, yes. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so okay. Takeshita, okay, he comes out to Ren Narita's old theme.
What the fuck?
And Tsuji can come out to Ren Narita's new theme.
Get out of here.
You're making me like Narita less and less.
That's okay, all the more for me.
our second question of the evening. If someone beats Takeshita in the Continental Classic, does that mean they get a world title shot against him? Fuck no.
Why not?
Leave AEW bullshit out of my fucking New Japan.
Oh, you fit on this show perfectly.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't want... I mean, what was it? It's who's in that block? Roddy?
Well, yeah. So,
fuck yeah. Oh wait, yeah. Roderick Strong getting a fucking shot at that fucking belt is where we need to be in 2026.
Slow down. So he has three matches left. He has to fight Claudio. Mm-hmm. He has to fight Mascara Dorada, and he has to fight Orange Cassidy. So which one of those three?
If I had to pick,
yes,
Orange Cassidy.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go. Orange.
What do you mean, unfortunately? I heard
Orange Cassidy was in chaos. What are you talking about?
No, this motherfucker said, unfortunately. I heard that preferences in your voice.
I just want
to. He doesn't want any dirty guy gene touching his precious title.
Wait, but he,
at this point, kind of.
But his blue jeans are clean. His guy gene is clean.
No.
It looks better than Wheeler's tie-dye shirt.
It's not even like they'd be bad. All those would be good matches. I just don't trust having AEW anywhere near the belt.
Would you prefer to have Orange Cassidy?
Uh-huh.
Or Carl Anderson?
Ooh.
the answer is Orange Cassidy by far.
Confirmed. Kaz loves AEW.
Mm. And that's another thing, motherfucker. You was like, I don't know AEW involvement. Takeshita is part of AEW, dumbass.
And that's why I want him to lose.
He doesn't like that either.
I want him to lose.
Wow. Well, yeah, he's going to lose. And it's going to benefit me because I like both.
I'm not crazy.
Crazy two AEW guys main eventing.
Yeah, no shit.
Jesus.
crazy the ticket sales didn't spike until they confirmed the AEW guy. Crazy.
So would it upset you if Tony Khan gave Tanahashi a bunch of money and had him come back for one match on an AEW pay-per-view?
Look how excited Tanahashi was about to jump off a ladder this year for it's Tony true. Khan.
Let's fucking do a hardcore match like Sting's last match.
Oh, against the Young Bucks?
Oh, you know, that'd be fantastic.
You know Tanahashi and Hangman versus the Young Bucks. Oh!
Main event of Revolution.
Oh!
This is the worst thing you've ever done to me.
Well, Cass, I'm on your side. I don't want none of that shit.
That's the full redemption. Remember Tanahashi said he's going to bring Hangman to the light? 2018.
Really. What, you talking about the white light at the end of the tunnel when the soul leaves his fucking body?
2018 G1 climax.
He was part of the Bullet Club still.
Yeah, and Tanahashi said he saw the potential in Hangman. He wanted him to become a good guy.
I hate that you've actually made this make sense.
Yeah, see, I don't talk out of my ass like a dipshit all the time.
Why
are
you calling me a dipshit?
Oh, all right, you said all the time. Okay. All right, just know we are 26 days away from Wrestle Kingdom and the retirement of Hiroshi Tanahashi. Let's just keep that energy up.
Now, don't forget John Cena retiring this weekend. Said his last match is a WWE superstar. Who's to say we don't see John Cena at the Tokyo Dome?
Man, fuck you.
Against Brenda Rita.
No.
God damn.
And he's going to come out to his old theme.
Basic Thuganomics?
No, Renderitas.
God. All right, that's all for the questions.
That's all for the show. Let's go home now.
Seriously.
Nick wins again.
Yeah. Nick broke the show.
That's how you feel.
let's get to World Tag League. Let's start off going over A Block. We have our A Block winners of Goto and Yoshihashi.
Boo!
I apologize for calling this months ago.
Look, all right, they're a great team. I love them, and in big matches like the one that happened at the A Block final was great, but goddamn it.
Listen, it was the only way Goto was getting on the card.
It's fucked up.
We also have in the second spot Yota Tsuji and Gabe Kidd.
Yeah.
Look, if they're but
they lost by technicality, right? Or they got a playoff?
Well, no, it's
sealed.
It's 2-2.
Okay.
It's A1 versus B2 and B1 versus A2.
Okay.
So Goto and Yoshihashi will take on the Knockout Brothers. Yuto, Ice, and Oscar. All right, no, I'm sorry. They will take on Zack and Oiwa.
Zack and Oiwa.
Goto and Yoshihashi versus Zack and Oiwa. And Tsuji and Gabe take on Knockout Brothers. A-Block.
Another AEW star.
Gabe Kidd.
Honestly, I did not see Goto and Yoshihashi winning this. I was a little
What do you mean? Will's been saying this only for so long.
I know. Yeah, but Will's not always right. Will's,
yeah, you're right.
What?
But look, for real. Let's look at it this way. This dude left as, you know, he got a beat for his world championship. Left, went film a fucking movie.
He has to be friends with Roman Reigns.
You know? They said
Cody Rhodes.
They shared hair tips and secrets and shit because they both got luxurious hair. But like, this dude is now supposed to be in like movie promotion mode or whatever. You give him the spot in the tournament, and then I don't know. It's just I feel like they could be doing more.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Don't you think you'd be doing more with somebody that's promoting a movie that's going to be internationally?
Yet. Do we even have a know when it comes out?
No.
Never. It's going straight to DVD.
Tubi. I promise it's not going
to straight to Tubi.
Yeah, it's going to play right after Evolve.
Yeah. So yeah, they pick up the overall win, and then Gabe and Tsuji come in second. Seems like this team is not long for this world.
Still doesn't explain what Gabe's going to be doing at the Dome.
The answer is nothing.
Rambo.
Yeah. I think we are all a little disappointed that it wasn't Shingo and Trilla.
Yeah.
A little? a little disappointed.
Just get it all out, Nick.
Jesus Christ. The only good team out of all fucking 16 teams was them. Not a single other team is any good. Only them.
Well, that's not true.
No.
Chase and Yujiro.
No, fuck wait, you. Yes. No, they're, no, them and also Evil and Fale, obviously. No, so, yeah. Okay. I'm okay with the fact that they lost. Okay, it's all right. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the Zen thing here, okay? But if this is the last time they team together, okay, I will personally, okay,
mm-hmm.
only from now on
fans?
Say Ren Narita. I will not say any other words on this fucking podcast. Every word will be Ren Narita. Because Jesus fucking Christ, you cannot make a team that fucking good and then only use them for 7 matches. Ren Narita.
That's fair. I look forward to the day where you only speak one word.
Two words.
Look forward to Nick having to quit a second show. How do we feel about everybody else in A block? I mean, I feel like everybody kind of hit where they were kind of supposed to.
Yeah, B block was kind of middling and everything. Everybody was kind of like even across the board almost.
Yeah, this. I think the most interesting... At the end of all this, I think Yano and Oleg were fun.
Neither were fantastic.
Getting to see, I always enjoy seeing Serious Yano, and I think he actually played up Oleg really well.
Mm-hmm. And seeing them beat up on Fale and Evil to make sure they couldn't get in to the semis mm-hmm. just made me happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honorable mention to what it was, Murder Sauce? Monster Sauce?
That's
in B block. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and go over to B block. Yeah, so some of the most even booking that I've ever seen in a tournament.
Okay, so how do you go 4-3 for the fucking tag team champions? How are we putting them 4-3?
It's a weird choice. I'm not gonna lie, especially with how dominant they seem to be right out of the gate.
Like, I understand them losing singles matches, mm-hmm. but as it, no, they should have, especially since they won the fucking block anyway. If they're going to win the block anyway, just put them undefeated. Why have them lose?
I mean, I guess give them challengers throughout the year, I guess.
But they lost to fucking Finley and Hiromu, who were a fucking team that doesn't get along.
Yeah, was that fun?
Like, that was their first match, right? And I get, like, if they were going to give them anything, yes, Finley and Hiromu are both, you know, big names. And so, okay, fine. I understand them giving them that loss. That's fine. That makes sense. All right. However, and also Monster Sauce fucking rules. I'm glad they fucking lost to Monster Sauce. Maybe they'll get a fucking tag title shot. Since Monster Sauce did not get a tag team title shot 2 years ago when they beat Bishamon. Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
But
Ren Narita.
Fucking Ren Narita and Sonata. Why? I just don't understand.
It's weird. I'm very surprised that Shota and Yuya didn't get through, honestly. I kind of thought that's where this was going to go. At least getting them through into the block finals, at least.
If they're wrestling each other, it really makes no difference either way, though.
Do you think that's where we're going?
Yeah. I've been thinking it for 3 months now. That's what the whole game plan is going to be. And I mean, at this mm-hmm. point, it makes them, unless they're going to do Rambo for them too, it doesn't really, there's nowhere else to go for them. And so whether it be not getting out of the block or, you know, getting to the semis and losing, either way, mm-hmm. you know, that's the catalyst for them to have a semi-friendly, you know, maybe fucking they give show to the Black Cat for real this time and make him a bad guy. That'll never happen, will it? It's never going to happen, is it? Show's never going bad.
I wish he would. I think it'd be interesting to see if he could pull it off.
Speaking of Shota, I got a question about Red Shoes. He's only uh-huh. doing like half the shows now. What's going on with him?
I mean, he's old.
That's what I'm saying. Is he beginning to, you know, get Tiger Hattori out here or what?
I mean, possibly.
Because the second half of this tour, he did only every other show.
I mean, I guess maybe he's just on the same bus with his kid.
Not potentially. You got to watch over him.
Yeah. I thought Upon Cal Newman is interesting. because it seems like United Empire may not be united for very much longer. I don't know if you guys have seen, they released some of the some new merch for all the groups, the new tracksuits and things.
Mm-hmm.
Every faction has one except United Empire.
Ew.
So I think maybe there's a possibility they are not long for this world as well.
Or they'll change the name because it doesn't really work anymore. I mean, clearly they're doing something with Callum.
Yeah.
Even Okan's getting into the cheating, so they're all doing the cheating. So the curiosity is, do they just kind of start fresh, keep them together, maybe, but start kind of like with LIJ. They no longer have Osprey. They no longer, thankfully, have TJP, and Cobb is gone. It's not the same group by a long shot. They've only got one original member. At this point, why not just start something different?
Yeah.
Put them in the Goto Revolutionary Army.
Yeah, I mean, they do seem high on Callum.
Absolutely.
Rightfully so. And he's gotten so much bigger.
Yeah, he did. He got some
muscle on. Huge.
Is he bigger than Osprey now?
Not quite, but he's on his way, man. He's taller than Osprey, isn't he?
Yeah, he got height on him, I think.
He's got the height, and he's getting pretty wide. But speaking of just getting anything overall, fucking JAY looked great in the junior tag tournament, and he's I'm looking forward to them giving him a shot in May. He's going to look good in that tournament. He's not going to win
much, but
he's going to look
real good. It's got to be May.
If they actually start doing something with whatever United Empire becomes, he actually might get some wins in the Super Juniors. So we're going to see. I'm interested.
Yeah, because the only other – so it's just him and Templario now as juniors.
Yeah.
And who knows whenever he shows up. So.
And even with them too, if they change this faction up and it stops being United Empire, then Templario is not going to be around either. They're going to find something else.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because Templario is fantastic. But they're not going to have a spot for him, I don't think.
Yeah.
Ooh, Silverado, though. Oh, Silverado fucking rules, though. Anyway.
Yeah. What do we think of Finley and Hiromu? I think they were very entertaining throughout the
tournament. Their backstage comments were fantastic every time. Mm-hmm. If anybody watched those, Hiromu's speaking in English the majority of the time, and they're just yelling and screaming at each other.
Hey.
And Hiromu broke Finley a bunch of times in a couple of the promos too. Finley was just fucking trying everything he could to not laugh as Hiromu was telling him, we're going to do 100%. No, I'm going to put in 102% into this tournament. And Finley's over there just fucking trying his hardest not to laugh. Absolutely wonderful stuff backstage. And of course, with him kicking him in the gut for a powerbomb in the corner that never succeeds.
Yeah, honestly, it was better than I expected it to be.
Yeah. I
was very hesitant to how they would actually...
It was the natural progression after he teamed with Gato in the junior tag team tournament.
Yeah.
But I'm just interested now in... Cause they've
what
got,
the fuck they're going to do?
Yeah, they've got those two, kind of in a weird frenemies kind of gimmick because they're hilarious together. And they've got
Shingo and Drilla.
Yeah, I think don't you fucking say their names right now. Okay, I'm pissed off about that.
I didn't say their names. I just said them
names
individually.
No, keep their names out of your mouth. But you said them together. You said "and." And so, and Tsuji and Gabe, it's a very interesting little dynamic. They need to get to like January 5th so I can know what's going to happen next. God damn it.
You think Dash is where something happens?
Probably not, but I can hope.
Yeah.
Dash isn't where anything happens anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So we've got, like I said, we got Goto Yoshihashi versus Zack and Oiwa. Who do we like for that?
I don't know, because are they going to put Zack and Oiwa? What are they going to do at Res? I don't know, man.
I mean, somebody's in the Never Six Man.
So. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. This whole fucking thing, what the hell
what
is
this? What the hell
is this? That's exactly how I feel right now. That's how I feel about this card, man.
Somebody dropped a log in this bitch.
that is a perfect... That exactly wraps up exactly how I'm feeling about this fucking card.
That was for water bottle, I'm sorry.
You shit in your water bottle?
Yes. Yes, well...
I don't know, man.
stomach. Yeah, I think because yeah. So what, Ireland.
I think you need to clean that water bottle.
Yeah. So I don't see Suji and Kid making it to the finals. So I think Knockout Brothers win that. I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah, especially if you're building on your younger guys. They the champions plus. You let them win the tournament, I think that'd be a good rub for them right now. And they get to pick their opponents for Wrestle Kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who would they pick now? That would be the question.
Well, so we would have them beating Goto and Yoshihashi. Yeah,
You know what I would think, though? Like, we was talking about Shota and Yuya. Maybe they would pick those two instead of them going one-on-one.
Yeah, they'd beat them twice.
Yeah, well, pick them again. They know they can beat them.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's heel tactics, baby.
Nah, and honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if Bishamon beat them in the final, and then they did a rematch at the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big win for them on TV to beat Bishamon on television. I think is where they're gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So yeah,
gotta beat your mom. Gotta beat your mom. Beat your mom.
Yes, I honestly thought that was overall a pretty good tag league this year. Honestly,
oh, it was extraordinarily good. I was very surprised, and I'm the only one of us who loved the junior tag tournament. I thought it was great.
Yes,
but this one, it kind of got off a little bit slow. But especially these last couple of I haven't watched today's the ninth show yet, but all the other the last like four or five nights were fantastic. Up and down. Even Chase and Yujiro looked good in their last couple matches, which was awkward. Good. Obviously the best team there is.
Yes.
But they looked fantastic in his last two matches.
I think this is probably the best tag league in a couple years, honestly.
Yeah, and I'm always a big tag league guy. I guess I'm the guy who likes the stuff that nobody else does.
Yes.
I'm always a big tag league guy, and this was fantastic. So I was happy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the semifinals and the finals.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah, I don't think we left anything out this week. B-Rob, tell people where they can find us if they enjoyed the show and want more.
They didn't.
What?
WQ.com.
Well, if you disagree with Nick, you can find all the information about our podcast and many others on our podcast network at fatal4pod.com. That's FOUR. And check us out. We are Didn't Get All of It Japan. The mothership is Didn't Get All of It Proper. You don't put the proper on there. You just say Didn't Get All of It. You know, you don't get all of it. And we got some other stuff. The real flagship of our network is Ultimo Dragon Ball, which
you
is hosted by
right.
Which is hosted by Will and Kaz here.
We have just entered the Android saga.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got a lot of backlog to catch up on to get you here. So if you're into Dragon Ball and all the companion pieces and whatnot that they'll probably be going over, tune in to Ultimo Dragon Ball.
Indeed.
Yeah. And we got a Patreon, too. But you can find all that on Fatal4Pod.com. So check it all out.
Yep. And thank you, everybody, for listening. For Nick, for B-Rob, for Will, I'm Kaz. Thank you for listening to Didn't Get All of It Japan Takes Over Super Jake Cast. Will, send him home happy.
And if it's your birthday, Merry Christmas, Jesus.
Hi, I'm Andrew Rich, and if you're like me, you look at the state of modern wrestling discourse and think, wow, what a cesspool. That's why I'm here to tell you about Music of the Mat Remix. That's right, your favorite wrestling music podcast is back with a new format, where I bring on a guest and we play songs related to wrestling-themed topics. It could be a wrestling reference, a wrestling concept, a wrestling pun, things of that nature. Now you might be saying, Andrew, that is a very, very tenuous connection to pro wrestling. on a wrestling podcast network? Is this just an excuse to hang out with your friends and talk about music and ignore the rest of the wrestling landscape? Yes. Yes, it is. So listen to Music of the Mat Remix on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on Apple, Spotify, or your podcast player of choice.
Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself, how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.